Robinhood Radio presents Do the Right Thing
with Karen Grigsby Bates, Los Angeles-based correspondent for NPR News. Karen also was a news reporter for People magazine, a contributing columnist on the op-ed pages for the Los Angeles Times for 10 years. Karen's work has also appeared in Time, The New York Times, The Washington Post, Essence, and Vogue.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
It's Karen Grigsby Bates, Do the Right Thing. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Gail. How are you?
Cat could not be better. How are you?
I don't have a cat, but, you know, things are okay.
Okay.
They're mostly okay if I don't look at the news, but given the business I'm in, I don't really have that choice.
Right. But and I have to say, I was talking to somebody who lives on your side of the continent, and she was just telling me how horrible everything was and everybody's all this and this and this. And I reminded her that the everybody that she was talking about had pretty good lives.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, all right, so so what'd you say that problem was? And
yeah, it could be worse.
It could be worse in, you know, massive terms. Like you could be you could be wearing rags on your back and crawling from with no transport. But as really, the avocado wasn't ripe?
Well, here we go. First world problem.
So it was just a comment.
I don't know. I sort of feel like we need to be careful about complaining these days because there's a lot of real stuff to complain about, but a lot of what I hear people complaining about are things like the avocado isn't ripe enough. I asked for a blue car at car rental, and here you are giving me a white one, and don't you people ever listen? It's like, really?
And then that's massive so meltdown. And then massive meltdown. So I'm just throwing that out there.
But I think it's because not everybody, but a lot of people are really stressed. And so because we're really stressed, it makes meltdowns that much more likely because it's like, who was it in Network? You know, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Right.
They're just kind of like, this is it. No, I'm not going to do it. Or Michael Douglas's character in Falling Down, where he goes to a McDonald's before they had breakfast all day, wanted an egg McMuffin. It was 1 minute past 11, and they said, we don't serve those anymore. It's not morning anymore. We're doing the lunch thing. And he just lost it. So it's little things like that that are little when we pull back and look at them, but when they're happening to us right at that minute, seem pretty huge that I think cause a lot of the tantrums we're having.
I think that's absolutely, I couldn't agree more. And it's just, there are, I'm sorry to say that I do believe that screens contribute mightily to that sense of stress.
They absolutely do, you know, but they could also contribute mightily to the prevention of it. Because if you ask yourself, okay, I'm getting ready to go off on this lady at the delicatessen because I asked for no mayo on my BLT. There's no mayo on the BLT. But anyway, if you stop and think, so how would I feel about this if it showed up all over the internet? Because now everybody can make you an unwilling star. Maybe that's part of the containment strategy. You know, I don't want 3 years from now for people to still be able to see me just losing it because I had mayo on my sandwich. You know, why isn't it just easier to sigh and say, ma'am, I think I clearly said no mayo, so could you make me another one with no mayo? Now, if the server is rude to you in return, then you have a decision to make. But most of the time, the person behind the counter is doing a different thing. You know, they're trying to get their end of things straight. They want you to be happy because they don't want you complaining to their boss. And so a polite request probably would ramp down the urge to get you what you want and keep you off the internet. Because, you know, if we behave properly, because not because we think it's the right thing to do, but because we don't want people to see us doing the wrong thing, I'm okay with that. Because if that's all we can get, okie dokie.
Yeah, but I think as what you're saying is not only absolutely correct, but it's so striking that people are now on such hair triggers to react or respond or to take pictures of themselves that it's really hard to turn that. All we're talking about is 1 second. This will date me, but I remember a West Wing episode really totally written by Aaron Sorkin with Martin Sheen as president about to turn to Toby, who was just going to jump on it again. And he said, there's still time to stop yourself. And and it was really, it worked, but it was designed. It was set up that way. It's like, okay, we used to be told, count to 10.
There are some people who feel that, maybe a lot of people who feel that filming people who are having these difficulties is a way of publicly shaming people, and that publicly shaming is the wrong thing. But I think in certain cases, if that's all that works, oh well. I'm thinking of the incident in New York that is unfortunately repeated in many parts of the country, where somebody just had a fit because a person behind the counter was greeting another customer who was behind this person in Spanish because they knew each other and they knew who they were from, and that was the language, that was their first language, they were comfortable with it. And this guy just lost it. You know, it's like, how dare you? And if you're going to be in America, speak English. And da-da-da-da-da. Sir, they weren't talking to you. Your sandwich order had already been taken. It was a hi, how's the wife and kids kind of conversation. Nothing nefarious about that. And it's not really your business. But a number of people were so offended by that they began filming him. And he was a lawyer who lost a lot of business because they were like, no, we don't want you representing our firm with this attitude. It's too bad it got to that, but it would have been nice if he could have contained himself for a minute. You know, asked himself, do you really want to go there? Do you?
That's the sort of thing that just makes my jaw, that's just jaw-dropping, especially, and I guess that's why it catches my attention. If you are in a service business, whether you are a lawyer or if you are out there and if your behavior is going to affect your ability to get business.
Yeah, think about it. Do you really want to lose money over this?
Yeah.
Really?
So you're having a bad moment or whatever. But do you really want to lose money or your job over it? So that mm-hmm. that just seems so. Bad choices have consequences.
Now I will say there are sometimes when filming things, what might be a meltdown, what could be something lethal, is not a bad idea if you can do it, which is in interaction with law enforcement, especially if you're a person of color. I've seen some really horrifying videos, and yes, I have not seen them from beginning to end. I don't know whether they were edited, when they were put on, but the point is there have been a lot of people who've had far too many experiences with, well, we know they were wearing body cams, but apparently it malfunctioned. Really? Do they malfunction all the time?
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're somebody with someone who you think is receiving at the receiving end of some abuse, then filming it probably makes a lot of sense. And a number of people have taken to doing that to the point where in some places they are actively dissuaded from filming. And if they keep doing it, they'll be arrested and it has to get sorted out in court. But maybe the person that they're filming doesn't go as far as he or she would have. And that's on both ends, because I saw a video yesterday where a policeman pulled over a not person of color to give her a ticket because there was something critical that was wrong with her car. And she said, well, I don't think I should get an $85 ticket for that. And I'm not going to take the ticket. And he said, lady, I wrote the ticket. You're going to get it mailed to you if you don't take it. Just take the ticket. I'm not going to do it. Blah, 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 blah. Just gave him all kinds of lip. And I thought, wow, this is going to end badly. And then he told her, okay, then you need to get out of the car because you're directly disobeying an order and this is not going to end well. And she kept, I'm not going to do that, and you can't make me. And she was somebody who should have known better. I mean, it looks like she was in her, 50s or 60s, not 18-year-old who's just mouthing off at a cop. And she locked her door. She wouldn't do it. And eventually she opened her doors and kicked at him and threw fists at him when he finally got her down on the ground and cuffed her and was kicking him again. And she got tased and said, I'm going to call the authority. I'm going to tell people what you do. You're going to get sued. You're going to lose your job. And his body cam was on, and it recorded the whole thing. It's like, oh, lady, I don't think you have very much to stand on there. So it can work both ways, which people should be acutely aware of. But I know, we're also aware that sometimes videos get doctored. But still, I think it's a good idea to be able to do it.
And I, a full supporter on both sides, because we had a situation. This is, I think, the crux of the problem and why it is helpful to slow down just a little bit. I had a situation the other day where two people were saying the opposite things. It's like, no, the application is absolutely fine. There's no problem with it, was one person. The other person was saying, the application, do you understand how messed up it is? That it's not fine at all. The person only has X and has only been working for, it's just not acceptable. So you've got the applicant saying it's fine and the person who it's going into saying it's not fine. And I finally said, being in the middle of this,
which is it?
it can't be. It's either got to be. It can't be both. And that's the thing. It can't be both. So I said, show it to me. Well, the person who said it wasn't fine had, of course, been on their iPhone or something small and had scrolled through it and had missed the bit that made it really. And since that person was the board president, thank you very much, it then had to be diplomatically managed so that the whole thing didn't just go sideways. Because it was, and this is the problem. A, it can't be both, and people are just so busy scrolling, and they're not looking at pieces of paper anymore. So you miss it.
Yeah.
And then it took, there were five upset people that felt betrayed. And the good news is it had a happy ending. The bad news was, what a waste of time.
Yeah. And also, something like that can really take the gloss off your day when it shouldn't have to. If there was one common understanding because somebody had paid attention in the first place, then it wouldn't be that big a deal.
Right.
But often that doesn't happen, and it is that big a deal. So, yeah.
And that's just part. So, when you're yelling about when your first impulse, check first. Say, hey, I asked for mayo on the BLT. Would you mind? Please make me another. And that's got to be. I just think it's infinitely more efficient to start from the standpoint of, hey, this is potentially workoutable, rather than to just go become incandescent on without even checking. That's all.
It's like, it's okay, we can fix this, but I really need another one because I don't eat mayo. Then, it's not usually, so the old toast will be, old bread will be put aside, new bread will be gotten, and the not mayo will be added to the, maybe you wanted mustard, maybe you wanted something else, maybe you didn't want anything. I think in this day, day and age when there are a lot of allergies and there are a lot of reactions to things in food, somebody in the food industry is not going to fuss with you about this. I mean, mayo isn't the price of lobster. There's a big vat of it back there, and so you wasted a tablespoon of it. Big whoop. You want to keep the customer happy because you want the customer to keep coming back. But that's also true of forms that people fill out, you know, in terms of you want that goodwill. Oh, go to this post office. They're so nice, and they did everything right, and it took 15 minutes. You want good word of mouth as opposed to a video on YouTube that's going to live in infamy that shows you having a fit because somebody got your sandwich wrong.
Thank you very much, Karen Grigsby Bates. Do the Right Thing.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Do the Right Thing with Karen Grigsby Bates, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow.
On the web, robinhoodradio.com.
Fly right.